Those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Billions more for Iraq. The spending on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and the fight against terrorism may be skyrocketing in the next few months. Congressional aides say President Bush is planning to ask Congress early next year for as much as $75 billion more. That could be a sign the Iraq insurgency is costing far more than the Bush administration had expected. A White House budget office spokesman says, quote, there's literally no way to put a final figure on what they'll ask for. Democrats wasting no time responding a week before the election. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says, quote, incompetence has a cost. John Kerry also commented on the report that Bush is going to ask for more money. That would bring the total cost to $225 billion, which Kerry called, quote, the incredible price tag of going it almost alone in Iraq. Kerry saying today that Bush is hiding something, his bad decisions. Campaigning in Wisconsin, Kerry says the administration glossing over bad news out of Iraq, and he says it makes him wonder what else they're hiding. Kerry said the president's decisions in Iraq and at home have made the nation less safe. He charged Bush has failed in his fundamental obligation as commander-in-chief. Confusion continuing today over those 380 tons of explosives missing in Iraq. An NBC News crew that accompanied U.S. soldiers who seized the Al-Qaqa base 3 weeks ago reported the troops discovered significant stockpiles of bombs, but no sign of missing HMX and RDX explosives. The reporter, embedded with the 101st Airborne, said that the soldiers did not conduct a search. The mission the brigade had was, she said, to get to Baghdad, and that was more of a pit stop. President Bush saying today that John Kerry has chosen a path of weakness and inaction. He says that goes against the great tradition of the Democratic Party. Bush inviting some Democrats to join his side as he campaigns in Wisconsin. A new study confirms what has only really been theory till now. Each time the government issues a terror warning, Bush's approval rating goes up a couple of points. A Cornell University sociologist says the social theories predicted. Anecdotally, we know it to be true. Now we have some statistical science to confirm it. And Rob Willer, assistant director of Cornell Sociology and Small Groups Laboratory, says he can even specify that the warning, terror warnings prompt a 2.75% increase in George W. Bush's approval ratings. A federal judge today left it up to the voters in Colorado to decide whether to change the way the state distributes electoral votes for president. The judge dismissed a lawsuit challenging the proposal, which is on next week's ballot, to alter the electoral college system in Colorado. Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at democraticmatch.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1 week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered. Time till the election is so short, it's playing handball on the curve. Who's making fantastic voter registration skid marks? Leighton Woodhouse, up driving for votes, is here. And how are some employers making November 2nd a day for democracy? Plus, in the Pap Attack, Mike Papantonio plays Johnny and holds a ballot to his head. Hi-oh!
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. This is Air America Radio, of course. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you very much for joining us. The phone number here, use it as you will, 866-303-2270. Program note, as mentioned last night, Mark Crispin Miller joins us tomorrow night at the beginning of the program to discuss some of his projects, including his new book, Cruel and Unusual, Bush Cheney's New World Order, and his documentary, A Patriot Act, and the upcoming election. Most of you who listen to this program are familiar with his previous book, The Bush Dyslexicon. Should be required reading for all of us. Well, maybe not, since Bush is going to be replaced. A week from tonight, awful lot of speculation about what's going to happen across the fruited plain. A week from tonight, we'll talk about that a little bit tonight. Plus, coming up, I've got a treat for you. It's usually Sturm und Drang on this program, isn't it? I mean, it's always like, oh. we leave here most nights exhausted. We have a little break coming up at the end of the second hour. We're going to play a song for you. That's what I need to know right now. But you'll like it. I promise you'll like it. This crossed the Reuters wire late this afternoon from Santiago, Chile. You know, Bush is scheduled to go down there for the Asia-Pacific summit, November 19th through the 21st. The Chileans are going to bust him for war crimes. Now, this is very legal in Chile, given what they have gone through. Don't forget, we overthrew their government and assassinated Salvador Allende back in the early 70s and installed a military dictator. We tend to do that sort of thing with alarming regularity, don't we? We installed Augusto Pinochet. So the Chileans have had a rough go. In the first place, going to the trouble of electing a socialist, Salvador Allende, who did not have a majority of the vote, he had a plurality, and he was going to run the country on a more socialist model. And the United States said, the hell you are. This is Kissinger. So Kissinger engineered the assassination of Allende and the murder of, well, we'll never know how many Chileans. Henry Kissinger is a mass killer, like so many people on the right who have been operating with carte blanche in this country for decades. So the Chileans now, the ones opposed to the Iraq War, the ones who have accused Bush of war crimes, lodged a criminal complaint in the courts in Santiago, Chile. The court suit asked local courts to invoke international human rights treaties ratified by both countries and arrest him and members of his cabinet for questioning during their visit to Santiago, November 19th through the 21st. This is astounding, isn't it? Now, it's not a done deal yet. The courts in Chile apparently usually take a few days to decide whether to accept this sort of complaint. You know, they take a look at it. And it takes a few days to assign a judge who then has power to call people in for questioning before deciding whether or not to indict. This is going to be interesting. Whether Bush gets reelected or not, it would warm the cockles of my cold, frigid heart to see Bush arrested as he stepped off Air Force One. Of course, it would be very bloody. You know, the U.S. Security that went with him would not allow such a thing to happen. So what would be more entertaining would be for Bush to have to cancel his scheduled visit to Santiago for a summit of Asia-Pacific leaders. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Now, attached to the lawsuit filed in Santiago, Chile, today, are photographs of U.S. soldiers committing sexual and physical abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Makes for very incendiary comments, doesn't it? Those photographs, most of which you and I have not seen and probably never will. The rest of the world has. Now, Chile and the United States have close ties. Even though we assassinated their freely elected leader, even though we disappeared thousands of their citizens, even though we plunged their country into a 25-year-long military dictatorship that used torture, disappearances, and murder to stay in power, still, Chile and the United States have close ties and entered a free trade agreement this year. But anti-Bush sentiment in that country is probably as strong as it is anywhere on the globe. Now, you have to keep in mind, this, you know, the country of Chile, they are not inexperienced where it comes to human rights abuses and expertise in how to deal with it. They engineered, now, most people will tell you they didn't, but the opposition in Chile engineered the London arrest of the former dictator, Pinochet, in 1998 on an international arrest warrant on rights accusations, basically the same thing that Manor Monkey is being accused of. Now, Pinochet escaped. He was escaped the criminal indictment. He was sent back to Chile on grounds of poor health. But in Chile, he faces dozens of lawsuits accusing him of torture and other abuses during his almost 20-year rule as a result of our murdering the elected president of Chile. Do they teach that in world or American history these days? Do they teach that we murder leaders we don't like. We overthrow, have overthrown governments we don't like. We arrest. We go get Noriega. We go get Allende. We go get Saddam. Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran. We get, who's the guy in Guatemala? Blank. We overthrow governments. We assassinate people. Ngo Dinh Diem in South Vietnam. But the situation in Chile was particularly grievous, if one can scale these kinds of events that we haven't been involved in, this Christian nation, the United States. It was particularly egregious because the Chileans had struggled for freedom, democracy, representative government. But the mistake they made was allowing too many U.S. corporations to ITT was one of the biggies. Too many corporations to take control in Chile and then metastasize like cancer throughout the country. So when Allende was elected, and the U.S. corporations went to Kissinger and said, "Oh no," and of course Nixon didn't give a damn. You know, Nixon was a killer himself. Well, anyway, enough of the history lesson. I just find it interesting that the Chileans now are trying to arrange an arrest warrant for George W. Bush so that when he shows up there November 19th, they'll bust him. I would love to see that, wouldn't you? I think I would love more, though, to see... When he's defeated November 2nd, if it's decided by the 19th of November, which I have a feeling it's not going to be, unless Randy Rhodes is right or one of her callers is right, and it's an overwhelming, monumental defeat for Bush, it could drag on. Even if it is a monumental defeat for Bush, Republicans are going to try to steal it again. They have operatives in every state. They're like vermin. They're like, what do we have here in the South? Termites and cockroaches. They want to bring the structure down and replace it with theocracy. So... we'll see. But if Bush is defeated and that decision is made by the 19th, it would be a great send-off to arrest his ass in Santiago, Chile, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a hoot? Or to see him change his plans. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Quick, who's accusing the Bush administration of high crimes and misdemeanors? Obsessive secrecy, waging war on the environment. Hint, it's not John Kerry's party. George Bush has become so radical that even traditional Republicans are alarmed and speaking out. In video interviews released on MotherJones.com, big-name conservatives from past Republican administrations are blasting the Bush record. Nixon counsel John Dean charges that Bush's obsessive secrecy amounts to an impeachable offense. Reagan official Clyde Prestowitz says Bush and his penchant for alienating allies has made us less safe than 4 years ago. Nixon Commerce Secretary Pete Peterson bemoans Bush's fiscal recklessness and says the ballooning deficit is almost criminal. And Nixon and Ford's EPA director says that Bush has declared war on the environment. Bush told us 4 years ago that he was a uniter, not a divider. Who knew he'd unite Democrats and traditional Republicans? Against him! This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Dear citizens, I teach conflict resolution. Robert Lane, Yale Professor Emeritus of Political Science, says he has always been impressed by my skill and wisdom in interpersonal relations. Here's my message. We must vote to gamble less and not more with global catastrophe. As Bush roundly denies his mistakes, his lies invalidate his leadership. And as character for peace is betrayed by his stubbornness, courageous soldiers are trapped and sacrificed in inadequately conceived efforts to address the roots of terrorism. As a counselor, I encounter outrageous deception, handicapped insights, self-serving willfulness, arrogance, and misguided perceptions. And now I see those attributes linked like a chain to the unprincipled leadership of our nation. Vote for change. Refuse to be indifferent to a disaster. This is Gola Wolf Richards at Motto Citizens, MOTTOCitizens.com.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Americans have a problem that few people are talking about, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage in this country. Divorce and depression has skyrocketed to critical levels, and it's obvious that simply getting married will not solve this problem. A bowling league can get you married. That's not good enough for the mental health professionals who are behind Theradate.com. Our goal is to promote long-term bonding relationships that truly last. Theradate.com has no gimmicks, no pop psychology. Maybe that's what makes us really unique. No personality profiles or target groups to pitch to. Instead, we base our site on a revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. Log on to Theradate.com to see why Good Morning America, The New York Times, The San Francisco Chronicle, and dozens of other media outlets have showcased Theradate.com's unique matchmaking system. That's www.theradate.com. Check us out. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Two past the hour. This is kind of interesting. This is from is this from the Toronto Star? I think it is. Wealthy Americans are becoming increasingly worried about the U.S. economic outlook. Wealthy Americans, huh? And according to the article, the reluctance to spend and invest is hurting growth. That's according to a survey in yesterday. Oil prices bubbling up to new records, and Iraq continues to appear unstable. There's something called the McDonald Financial Group's Affluent Consumer Confidence Index. It slid to 48 in the third quarter of this year from 61 in the July poll. Now, I have no idea what it is. But it goes on to say, more alarming, 42% of the people surveyed said the economy was headed in the wrong direction, almost double the number who thought this just 3 months ago. Blah, 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 blah. David so-and-so, senior vice president at this financial group, said, quote, "We think the findings of this survey are particularly significant as the affluent are known to vote in strong numbers," end quote. This was the index's first decline, apparently, since the survey was established in April of 2003. All right, if the rich are negative about Bush, what about us? How should we feel, huh? Of course, the rich, you know, they kind of skate above all this, don't they? They really do. The rich are inclined to let psychopaths run the Republican Party, and as long as it doesn't affect the rich. The rich are inclined to allow demagogues to stir up the polls with, talk about stopping the queers from marrying because that'll destroy America, or stopping the removal of under God from the Pledge of Allegiance because that'll ruin America, or stop, you know, whatever the issue is. The rich are always inclined to kind of, in a bemused way, I would assume. I've known a couple of rich people in my life, and it's bemusement to kind of sit back on the deck of the 80-foot yacht and watch satellite TV and watch the proles bashing each other over the head and the Republican Party kind of encouraging the bashing. But when it gets serious for the wealthy is when it starts to affect them. Wait a minute. Oils, how much? Shit, I don't have any oil stock. The rich are getting upset with George W. Bush. Could the end be near? Let's take a look. First of all, a week from tonight, we have the first election that we've had in 8 years for President of the United States. First one in 8 years. The last one was stopped by vicious demons on the United States Supreme Court who decided that Bush was going to be president even though he was losing. So this will be our first presidential election, hopefully, in the past 8 years. Now, over the last 4 years, what have we lost? Someone sent this to me. We have lost fair and honest elections. We have lost about 3,000 people on September 11th. We lost two magnificent buildings in that attack, and we lost four airplanes. We've lost over 1,000 soldiers who are fighting on false pretenses. We've lost a president's honesty with Americans. We've lost Osama bin Laden. We've lost the anthrax perpetrator. We've lost jobs. We are losing clean air. We are losing clean water. We are losing affordable fuel. We are losing affordable health care. We are losing affordable education. We are losing freedoms to the Patriot Act. We lost a robust economy. We lost a national surplus. We have lost the respect and admiration of the rest of the world. We lost business ethics with friends in the administration who winked and nodded to Enron and Halliburton run amok. Do we continue to lose? Do we continue this downward spiral, or do we correct the course? What do we do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I had somebody send me. I listen to some of the other talk show hosts on this network, and for the most part, they seem as astonished as I am that there could be any kind of support, except, you know, morons, I guess, any kind of support for Bush whatsoever, given what he has done to this country. And I've said it, I've heard other people on this network say it, you know, why? What is it? What? How can people support this? What? And nobody has come up with what to me is a good answer. But I got an email from Jim, who kind of explained it, and I'll share that with you in a second. Let's take a break. That's a good idea, isn't it? Since you're playing music, that means take a break. We're at 866-303-2270. Do join us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
Have much more than 10 cents in their hands. Who's really paying the tune while we watch Georgie France? Think of Thomas Jefferson, makes me want to cry. To think that the chair he sat in someone could buy.
George wears his fate like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back down and save us from King George again and his friends.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
What's going on at the Bergen County Jail?
When the moon is in the seventh house...
Sheriff Trella, another inmate is escaping!
That's impossible! Jupiter is orbiting!
Joel Trella billed taxpayers $11,000 to take classes in astronomy. But after three separate prison escapes, maybe Trella should study jail security instead.
Sheriff, there goes another one!
Trella's bright idea to sell space in our county jail to dangerous out-of-state prisoners backfired. It's costing taxpayers millions more in overtime.
Oh, what would Galileo do?
Leo McGuire is a better choice for sheriff. McGuire is a law enforcement professional and a first responder. As sheriff, McGuire will stop the escapes and manage the jail properly. Democrat Leo McGuire, because Bergen County needs a sheriff.
Not an astronomer.
Paid for by McGuire for sheriff.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The revolution starts in New York on October 30th when Air America Radio presents Steve Earle and the Dukes live at Webster Hall, 125 East 11th Street in Manhattan. Earle, the host of Air America's weekly Sunday night music show, will be performing songs from his new album, The Revolution Starts Now. Come see Steve and his band Saturday, October 30th at Webster Hall. You can buy tickets through ticketweb.com by calling 866-468-7919 or at the Mercury Lounge box office. Get the revolution started.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm in the National Guard, and I am a Republican, but there's no way in this God's green earth I'm going to vote for Bush.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
To cut air traffic controller salaries when the air traffic controllers were the only ones who did their jobs correctly on 9/11, how can this be?
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
I was so angry last night. It's a good thing I was home alone because I was screaming at the television.
Twenty-six before the hour. I've got to share just a couple quick emails with you here. The first one, they kind of tie together, although neither party knew the other one was writing. This is from a woman in southwestern Missouri. I'm going to leave her name off. Mike, I live in southwestern Missouri, the Twilight Zone. I can tell you firsthand that it is the religious organizations that have been the primary propaganda conduit for the Bush regime. I own a flower and gift shop in, and she names a small town, Missouri. During the last 12 months, many customers have told me that this election is the most important election ever. The reason is they have been instructed to vote for Bush to fight abortion and homosexuality. They are so mesmerized. When I point out the numerous lies that Bush has told, they turn off. I don't even get a response. This is mass hypnosis or mass hysteria. I believe these people will kill if they receive the order to do so. As far as the motive of the religious leaders, it's about money and power. Bush has deliberately fused state and religion because he sees the great potential in having them as a single, large voting bloc. The masses are believing the propaganda. Bush's so-called faith-based initiative is doling out lots of money, I'm sure. This is an evil ploy and has nothing to do with spirituality. P.S. Please don't blame the Bible. Jesus did not condone lying, stealing, cheating, and murdering. Regarding immorality, Jesus said, "Let him without sin cast the first stone." It makes me sick how so many adulterous people are bashing others. Best wishes, and she signs. The question is one that I've heard liberals raise many times on this network. I've raised it. You know, what is it that makes people respond to Bush exactly the way my correspondent there indicated? Well, maybe an answer here from Jim. He says, blah, blah, blah. I want to respond to Mike's apparent incredulity regarding some Republican support of the Bush package. No, he's not referring to the carrier event. I just want to try my hand at an explanation. They are believers, these people, not reasoners. They know their conclusion is true. The connection to facts may be elusive, but not their undoing, as they are certain of the righteousness of their belief. Their belief is true. You, Mike, and other people don't believe. You understand, which is the inevitable conclusion of logic, not belief. Their logic, so-called, proceeds from conclusions. Belief requires that. The conclusion becomes the item of belief. Their logic, so-called, always proceeds from a conclusion. The logic of the Democrats proceeds from facts and is therefore self-correcting as a result. To believers, it's the belief, stupid, to paraphrase Clinton. The means of getting there is secondary. To everyone else, normal people, I think Jim means, it's the process. These people can't help it, Mike. They believe, and the rest simply follows. Remember, these people are by and large, fundamentalist Christians. Belief is in their nature. Belief will survive logic in their case. Belief in the conclusion. I, Jim writes, am a Christian myself. The difference is, I am not a literalist. I have no more reason to believe that John had the answers than I do. Plus, I studied physics in college under Nobel winners, which is where I learned to think. Remember the noted clash of cultures Jim writes, between the Arabist world and the West, consider this, a clash of cultures in the West, between a belief-based philosophy and a reason-based philosophy. This clash of cultures within the West, coupled with intolerance, could be problematical. I hope that it will be possible for those of belief to find reason and both to find tolerance. After all, America only exists to the extent to which the protections and rights of the Constitution can be and are extended to all citizens. That requires inclusion, pluralism, and tolerance. Hope for the best, Jim. Well, yeah, doesn't sound like you're open for the best, there, pal. Okay, that's fine, and I have no problem with that, except I honestly do not believe that people of belief can be reached with reason. I think the two cancel each other. And I think, I should say belief cancels reason. Carl Sagan, what was his last book, I believe? The Demon-Haunted World, right? And I've only read a condensation or excerpts from it, but where he warned, Carl Sagan warned against the mythologies that are rampant on this planet. And he wasn't talking about psychics or astrologers or that sort of thing. He was talking about religionists for the most part, people who deny scientific evidence, who deny the scientific method. People who utterly refuse to accept, for example, that the universe may be as old as 14 billion years. People who refuse to incorporate into their minds the idea that humans did arise from other life forms over an extended millions of years of a period of time. Some people can't accept that, just simply can't. And I think that's what Sagan is warning against, the danger of living in a demon-haunted world, as opposed to a world that was really morally neutral, but had logic and mathematics that was the driving force, the engine that makes it all work. It is pretty scary. It is a scary time. It's definitely a scary time. Scary in West Virginia, local Republicans there got a slap on the wrist after they were accused, and the Republican Party admitted trying to persuade Democrats not to vote. The disrespect that these animals show to normal people. In a letter, this is from Berkeley County, West Virginia, the clerk of that county cites calls from a cell phone that were made to Eastern Panhandle Democrats telling them that they were not registered to vote, so don't bother showing up. The letter also said the calls informed Democrats in some cases that because they weren't registered, you couldn't vote on Election Day. The top election official in Jefferson County said, quote, this is an improper act and they should notify the proper authorities if they get a call. Well, yeah, okay. It's considered an improper act because when upset citizens called the voter registration office to make sure they were registered to vote, indeed, they were. So who made these calls? The Berkeley County Clerk's Office traced the number the voters gave as the source back to the Eastern Panhandle Republican headquarters. A spokesperson for the Republican Party in West Virginia, one Mary Diamond, said the calls may have been an unfortunate part of a larger goal. The larger goal? Well, she says, the purpose of the calls is to make sure everyone is registered to vote. If they are, then great. That's exactly what we mean, what we need. The point is to make sure they're registered. Everyone needs to be registered to vote in this election. It's as simple as that. That's all we're doing. That's all. Sources inside West Virginia's Republican Party said the misinformation being handed out by these phone solicitors may have just been, you know, an oversight.
Sorry, somebody misunderstood. We're not saying that people shouldn't vote or Democrats shouldn't vote. No, everybody should go vote. We're just trying to do voter awareness. That's it. That's the ticket. Voter awareness. That's what we were doing. Yes.
It's so bad, isn't it? How did this happen? How did it get to the point? You know how it got to this point? Because 4 years ago, when Al Gore and the Democrats refused to fight, and the Republicans, who had spent 25 years getting ready to assume power, and then Bill Clinton came along, and screwed it for him. You know, Pappy Bush was to have 8 years, even though the right wing in this country really hates Pappy Bush. And then the neocons were to take over. But, the fly in the ointment was Clinton. And they damn sure weren't going to let that happen for another 8 years with Al Gore. So they stole it. And once they saw the Republicans, the neoconservatives, how easy it was to steal, because after all, they had spent 20 years, 30 years, placing in the judiciary of this country, in the federal judiciary, thieves, bums, liars, sneaks, cheats, killers, people like Rehnquist and Scalia and Thomas. So they knew that if they could just get it to the courts, they could steal it, which is exactly what they did. Well, seeing how easy that all was, especially when the Democrats decided to roll over and stick their legs in the air, and Al Gore gave his speech where he said, democracy has to, I'm bowing out of this, goodbye and God bless, and then went on vacation. When the Republicans saw how easy it was, well, hell yes. Let's gerrymander every state we can. Let's send Tom DeLay wherever he needs to go. Let's steal everything. We stole the presidency. Then they stole the Senate. They've stolen the House. They've got the judiciary. So guess what's going to happen next Tuesday night? They're going to try it again. And they plan on succeeding. But the lead up to it has been all this stuff that you have heard about on this program and other programs on this network, all this stuff of the lies and the cheating and the sneaking and the telling people things that aren't true. Next Tuesday night's not going to be pleasant in this country. Isn't that sad?
We'll serve time at night, and the lights begin to dim, and the smoke seems to clear, you can't say what you want. We're all criminals here.
Planet Church. Planet Church.
28% of all trees cut down are used for pulp and paper, but there is an alternative.
We do environmentally preferable papers. We make papers out of tree-free fibers, of hemp and flax, and post-consumer waste.
That's Carolyn Moran, the CEO of Living Tree Paper Company.
Still 40% of office paper ends up in landfills, so we try to use post-consumer waste to support the recycling effort because it still has a long way to go.
And the environmental benefits?
Hemp and flax are non-wood fibers. They're annual plants, so they're very renewable.
Some major companies have gone green and made the switch.
Mitsubishi, Patagonia, The Body Shop.
The entertainment industry has also jumped on the bandwagon.
We've been doing the CD booklets for Madonna, Fleetwood Mac, Bonnie Raitt. The music industry is really great about spreading the word.
For more information on Living Tree Paper,
livingtreepaper.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, when I want to relax, there's nothing I like more than a really scary horror film. But with the presidential election only days away, I am so busy following current events that I just haven't had any time to take in a slasher picture. That's why I'm so excited that the terrifying film Bush's Brain is now available on video. Bush's Brain will help you truly understand what's happening inside the White House. It will introduce you to the Svengali puppet master, who's really behind the dirt and deception in the campaign. Find out who is Bush's brain. Call 1-800-750-4856 or go to www.airamericaradio.com. That's 1-800-750-4856 or www.airamericaradio.com. Buy Bush's brain today. Remember, Halloween is just around the corner.
Dear citizens, I teach conflict resolution. Robert Lane, Yale Professor Emeritus of Political Science, says he has always been impressed by my skill and wisdom in interpersonal relations. Here's my message. We must vote to gamble less and not more with global catastrophe. As Bush roundly denies his mistakes, his lies invalidate his leadership. And as character for peace is betrayed by his stubbornness, courageous soldiers are trapped and sacrificed in inadequately conceived efforts to address the roots of terrorism. As a counselor, I encounter outrageous deception, handicapped insights, self-serving willfulness, arrogance, and misguided perceptions. And now I see those attributes linked like a chain to the unprincipled leadership of our nation. Vote for change. Refuse to be indifferent to a disaster. This is Gola Wolf Richards at Motto Citizens, MOTTOCitizens.com.
I've looked for somebody for 44 years, and through eHarmony, I finally found her.
The way I connect with John is the way I've never connected with any other human being.
We fit like a puzzle.
We finish each other's thoughts, each other's sentences.
I was looking for the woman that I was going to spend the rest of my life with, and I found her.
Being seen and loved for who I am is incredible.
You're crazy for me.
I'm crazy for him. I adore him. I worship him.
There's just no way that I would have ever met this woman without eHarmony.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Horn, founder of eHarmony.com. There's a reason these two soulmates found each other. At eHarmony.com, we match them based on 29 dimensions of compatibility. That's why they have such a deep level of joy and connectedness. And we'd sure like to do that for you. So log on to eHarmony.com and get your free personality profile. Let's get started finding your soulmate today.
I thank eHarmony for finding the person that my soul has been searching for my whole life.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be known as the
president. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Remember a bad sound, blue moon in your eye. Woke up all that love had gone. Your papa never told you about that and gone.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Yeah, you are. According to the Washington Post today, the Bush crime family is going to seek another $70 billion in emergency funding for the two wars it has led us into, pushing the total war costs close to $225 billion since the invasion of Iraq early last year. How about that? Now, what was the number that the John Kerry said? Or was it John Edwards? I think it was Kerry. He said $200 billion for the war, and Bush immediately, hey, that's not right. And all the pundits after the so-called debate got on television and said Kerry was wrong, isn't he? And, well, okay. Maybe he was just prescient. Maybe he was able to look into the future. $225 billion. The Army is expected to request at least an additional $30 billion for combat activity in Iraq. $6 billion more needed to begin refurbishing equipment that has been worn down or destroyed. The Army is also expected to ask for as much as $10 billion for its conversion to a swifter expeditionary force. Shouldn't that be done in peacetime? The Marines will come in with a separate request. The Defense Logistics Agency will come in with their request. The State Department will need more money to finance construction of the embassy complex in Baghdad, which, by the way, is going to be the largest in our entire diplomatic corps, Iraq. The CIA, they're going to need more money on top of all this other. Now, according to the Post, the $70 billion request would be considerably larger than lawmakers had anticipated earlier this year. Oh, really? Really? Those Republicans, huh? After the president unexpectedly submitted an $87 billion request for the war efforts last year, many Republicans expressed sticker shock. Sticker shock? No, this is death and destruction and torture and children being blown into chunks of human flesh. These are firestorms and bombs and American soldiers having their legs and eyes and hands blown off. Sticker shock? Is that what this is? Sticker shock to the Republicans. Well, I guess so. I guess so. Because they sit on their well-padded asses and don't do anything. Never have. Never have. Now, the $70 billion comes on top of $25 billion in spending allocated by Congress for the fiscal year that began October 1st. When was that? Oh, gosh, 3 weeks ago? The two bills combined suggest the cost of combat is escalating from the $65 billion spent by the military in 2004 and the $62 billion spent in 2003. Hey, how much did World War I cost? Ooh, I have it right here. Yale University economist William Nordhaus estimated that in inflation-adjusted terms, in other words, in 2004 dollars, World War I cost just under $200 billion. So, George's big adventure in Iraq and Afghanistan has already cost the American taxpayers, forget the death, more than we spent on World War I. The Vietnam War, how much did that cost? Oh, well, I just happen to have the figure right here. The Vietnam War cost about $500 billion. From 1964 to 1972, 8 years. The cost of the Iraq War will reach half that by next fall, 2.5 years after it began. And Bush is asking for and demanding, and 46%, 47, 48, 49, whatever the number is, percent of the American public is willing to give it to him? Bush's invasion of Iraq achieved what Saddam Hussein did not achieve. Bush has wound up putting dangerous weapons in the hands of terrorists and creating an offshoot of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. How many tons of explosives were found? How many tons? 380 tons. Are now in the hands of people who want to kill Americans. When the dictator Saddam was in charge, no. The people who want to kill Americans did not have control of it. What Saddam wanted to do was to continue to operate and survive with corrupt Americans, i.e. Halliburton, Dick Cheney, who was doing a land office business with Saddam before Cheney decided to have him killed. He hasn't been killed yet, but that's the decision. You know, it's like the goose that laid the golden egg, right? People like Cheney and Bush and the rest of these thugs, the greed is overwhelming. They can't handle not having it all. That's why we're in Iraq. That's the only reason we're in Iraq. Hey, stick around, Truth Seeker. Your phone call's coming back. Quick break here. We shall return. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Do you remember that Bush told journalist Bob Woodward that when it came to going to war with Iraq, he didn't ask his biological father for advice, he talked to a higher father instead? Bush's formulation is simple. He believes in God, God believes in him, and therefore we should, like God, also believe in Bush. Doubters of the preacher-in-chief risk the fires of hell, according to Dick Cheney, in the form of another terrorist attack. What's worse, it appears Bush may be talking to the wrong higher father. The Lord told me Iraq was going to be a disaster and messy, Pat Robertson now says. But when the evangelist passed on the divine warning to Bush, the president's response was, oh no, we're not going to have any casualties. Bush isn't divinely inspired. He's delusional, drunk with self-confidence. Let's pray that on November 2nd, John Kerry, a devout resident of Red Sox Nation, teaches Bush what Boston recently taught Yankee fans. Pride goeth before the fall. For more, go to thenation.com. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. No security, no search. The whereabouts of nearly 380 tons of high-powered explosives that vanished in Iraq still a mystery today. At the Pentagon, an official who monitors developments in Iraq said U.S.-led coalition troops had searched that location in the immediate aftermath of the invasion and confirmed that the explosives, which had been under IAEA seal since 91, were intact. According to this Defense Department official, the site was not secured by U.S. forces. In reporting theft, the International Atomic Energy Agency said explosives had been looted from the sprawling base 30 miles south of Baghdad since January 2003 because of a, quote, lack of security at the former Iraqi military base. An NBC News crew that accompanied U.S. soldiers at the base report the troops discovered significant stockpiles of bombs, but there was no comprehensive search and no sign of the missing HMX and RDX explosives. George W. Bush today says, quote, a poorly tailored shirt caused an unusual bulge on his back during the first presidential debate. Camera shots of the box-shaped bump had conspiracy theorists trying to figure out exactly what sort of electronic device Bush had on his back. Bush told ABC jokingly he'd love to know how such a device would work so he could use one if he's ever in another debate. He says people apparently thought his advisors could punch a buzzer if he strayed off topic. The president dismisses these theories as, quote, just absurd. Bruce Springsteen joining John Kerry in the final days of the campaign. Springsteen will play a song or two at campaign rallies on Thursday in Madison, Wisconsin, and Columbus, Ohio, both in battleground states. And he'll join Kerry in Cleveland the night before Election Day. Also, John Bon Jovi, who played a couple of songs to open rallies in Michigan and Wisconsin on Monday, expects to rejoin Kerry later this week. Ralph Nader will not be on the ballot in Ohio next week, the Supreme Court refusing to put him there. Nader wanted the court to find an Ohio law violating free speech rights by requiring that people who collect signatures on candidates' petitions be registered voters themselves. Former President Bill Clinton reassured Jewish voters in a Florida synagogue today that as president, John Kerry would protect their interests in Israel by maintaining a record he established in the Senate. Clinton said, quote, these last 4 years have not only been difficult for America, they've been difficult for Israel. Clinton said, there's no doubt in my mind that Kerry's commitment to the security of Israel would be unshakable. Clinton today in Florida, the second of his appearances for John Kerry. That's, of course, just 2 months after Clinton had heart bypass surgery. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
I think I see a crashing, burning voice. Judgment Day's arrived.
I hope so.
The bloom is off the Texas roads. It shows a waste of South is life.
Liar.
There are those who follow you to hell. I'm plotting all the way.
For
I'm on the
YellowCakeBand.com. Buy the anti-Bush CD from YellowCakeBand.com for $10. No record label, no bullshit, no airplay, no apologies. Find out why corporate radio has welcomed Yellow Cake Band like, well, Yellow Cake. Ultra-aggressive, ultra-hip, YellowCakeBand.com. Anti-Bush Rock. Visit YellowCakeBand.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
3, 2, 1, happy new president!
On election eve, we're sending the idiot king back to Crawford. The funniest political comics in New York will be at the Triad Theater the night before election day at 9 o'clock with the Bush's Last Night Comedy Show. Join writers and comics from SNL, Tough Crowd, VH1, and Air America at the Triad Theater, 158 West 72nd Street between Broadway and Columbus. Get tickets at theatermania.com or call 212-352-3101. Monday, November 1st at the Triad Theater. It's Bush's Last Night.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley from Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Who have we got on the show? Well, Jim Moore is back, but this time he's talking about Tom DeLay, the other sleazy, lying Texan. And Florida Congresswoman Corrine Brown is back as well. Will Kerry take Florida? Will Bush steal votes? You can bet she's got answers, my friends. Plus, Mort Milfington reports on the war on brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. Remember, Mark Crispin Miller will join us tomorrow night right at the beginning of the program to discuss some of his projects, including his new book, Cruel and Unusual. He's also got a documentary, A Patriot Act, and, of course, we'll also be talking about the upcoming election. And for those of you who know, and you should, Mark Crispin Miller is the author of The Bush Dyslexicon, required reading. Okay, let's do some phone calls. What do you say? Joe is calling from Texas. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, it's our Vietnam vet, Joe. How you doing, Joe? Haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, sir.
I've tried to get in a few times, but it's hard to get in.
It is indeed. Well, it's good to hear from you, Joe.
Yeah, I thought I'd check in. We've done our early voting. We vote down here. Well, this, I live in Rural Park, and
right.
We still vote with a pencil, you know, mark your ballot, do it the old-fashioned way.
I'm
not sure what's like we should do it that way all over myself.
You mean Tom DeLay hasn't screwed it up for you yet?
No, he's a little bit further south.
Well,
no, he has affected our district up here.
See,
I'm in northeast Texas.
Right.
And now we running up, he run us down into the we're in with the Dallas bunch.
Right. Well, how did it go with the early voting? We have that here in Georgia this week, too. Kathy and I are probably going to go to
that. I don't know how the turnout's coming, I know I've got my carry sticker on, and you don't see very many down here.
Yeah.
And I went up to a town today, and it was just covered in the bush. I can't believe these people. I can't believe them.
Believe it, Joe.
I can't believe vets. I was at a meeting here a while back, and it was when they were having the parties were getting together.
Right.
My mind's slipping.
The conventions.
Conventions, yeah.
That happens to me all the time, Joe. I can't remember words. We're getting old, pal.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were at a meeting right after the conventions. What happened?
Yeah, and it was after the Democrat convention, and one of the guys in there, I told you about having trouble with a couple of them in there.
Right.
The Republicans, hardcore. And I said, yeah, Kerry, he said he got voted three times and didn't even believe. Man, we had it bad. I said, what's really bothering y'all about this? Mm-hmm. What's really bothering y'all about this is because he come back and spoke out against war, you know.
Right.
And they would admit to it, but that's what I hit him back. I got into it with another one. He was a preacher, man. And I said, yeah, it's all about you. It's all about God, you know, and mm-hmm. it's all this mess. But anyway, he got wounded. And I looked over him, and I said, you got yourself a Purple Heart there. He said, did you bleed, man?
Well, let me, I got to ask you, Joe, since you're a combat veteran, you were in Vietnam, what do you make of what's your impression? Let me put it that way. When Kerry, we all know Kerry saw some action. He came back, and he was an outspoken opponent of the war. How did you feel? I know you've been struggling with these issues ever since you came back, which has been a long damn time. But how did you feel about Kerry saying the things that he said against the war when he came back? How did it make you feel as a soldier?
Well, you know, back during that time, I didn't even know. I mean, I knew that there was people against the war. You know, I hated protesters back then.
Yeah.
But I evolved. I mean, other people are still stuck in that same mess.
Mm-hmm.
Either you still stuck in that same mess, hating the protesters, hating the ones that were. And now I know that the war was for nothing.
Right.
All them lies were for nothing. I mean, everybody, all of my friends and stuff got killed for nothing. And the war was a lie. So Kerry was on top of it, you know. I mean, today, I think that shows a lot of courage on his part. And I hope that Kerry comes out more after he is elected. I hope to God he is elected.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Just listen to you.
All right. But that's pretty much how, you know, I've come around to... Either we to me, either I grow, I learn stuff in life, or, you know, or I stay stagnant.
Sure.
And I'm around a lot of stagnant people down here.
I hear that.
I mean, they want to stay the same way, you know.
Well, Joe, stay in touch. All right, I'm glad you found that we're back on the air, and I hope you'll call on a regular basis. All right, man.
All right, I'll try to get back to you.
Thank you, sir. All right, Joe, take care. We had, when I was working for IE America Radio, before it went out of business, we had a whole contingent of Vietnam combat vets. Remember that, Kathy? There must have been, we had at least a squad, maybe two, and all guys I don't mean people who had served, no offense here, I don't mean people who served in the Vietnam era. I don't mean people that went to Vietnam and didn't really get involved in combat. I'm talking about people who were pulling triggers and dodging bullets and throwing stuff that went boom and getting stuff thrown at them that went boom, you know, that sort of thing. And we had a whole gang of them, didn't we? My God. And Joe was one. Good to hear from you, Joe. Good to hear from you. Steve is calling from Orlando, Florida. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I've listened to you before, and I really like your show, and this is my first time calling Air America.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. And the reason why I'm calling, besides to chat with you, is that I think I have some news for you that you may be interested in.
Okay, let her rip.
Okay, this is coming out of Broward County, Florida, which is Fort Lauderdale, and I'll just read this to you off of the WPLG website.
Okay.
And I won't read the whole thing. I'll just read, like, three paragraphs. Local 10 has received many phone calls from viewers in Broward County who say they have not received the absentee ballots, and the news from the elections office doesn't sound good. Local 10 has learned that as many as 58,000 ballots that were supposed to be mailed out on October 7th and 8th could be missing. The Broward County Supervisor of Elections Office is saying only that the situation is unusual and that they are looking into it. Gisela Salas, Broward Deputy Election Supervisor, said, "I hate to say missing at this time because that has not yet been substantiated. Some ballots are starting to arrive, but there is a extraordinary delay," and then it goes on from that.
Oh, my God. 58,000 may be missing, huh?
Yes.
Maybe it'll be found with the explosives that are missing from here. No, I'm just kidding. WPLG television is reporting that, right?
Right, out of Miami.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier in the program tonight, we've been talking about it for weeks, if not months. The Republicans being, this Republican Party, is there's no question, these are neo-Nazis. They want an end to representative government. They want an end to democratic government. A huge chunk of them want to establish kind of a theocratic form of government. And they will stop at nothing. I mean, it should be clear now. I'm waiting to see if they will involve themselves in acts of violence. I don't think that people who were screwed out of voting 4 years ago in Florida are going to be real pleasant to be around if one of these morons steps up and says you're not going to vote this time either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next Tuesday might be pretty dodgy to be in this country. Steve, got a boogie. Thank you, sir. Thanks for sharing that with us. I appreciate your call. This is Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigot threat.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. finally you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee!
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in 1906 in Missouri, Frida grew up cleaning houses for wealthy white families. At 13, she began performing across the country with the Dixie Steppers. When the troupe split up, Frida tried to become a chorus girl, but was rejected for being too thin and too dark. The turning point in her career came when she traveled to Paris for a new onstage review. Frida became an overnight sensation. During World War II, Frida's travels entertaining troops enabled her to work undercover for the French Resistance, smuggling secret messages in her sheet music. Frida returned home during the 1950s and 60s, and she actively engaged in the political battle against segregation. Frida Josephine Baker died in Paris in 1975.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by Walmart, committed to providing an environment that supports its associates in their professional and personal lives. Our people make the difference. Information at walmartstores.com.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at C. Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the C. Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the C. Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free C. Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't
why George W. Bush would be held
responsible. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Past the hour. Where are we? Oh, we're right there. Cassandra is calling from New Jersey. Cassandra, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to know, first of all, if you'd heard that Halliburton claims they lost money this quarter.
Which is
like so incredible. I mean, even when they're stealing hand over fist, they're claiming they lost money.
I guess that's for the accountants. The money that they steal, I don't think they keep a ledger book on that one.
Well, they're claiming, you know, they have to pay out those asbestos claims.
Oh yeah, that's
pesky,
right.
Pesky little claims by people who can't breathe.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's where all their profits must be going. Pity.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to let you know some insight. I mean, I honestly think people who are going to vote for Bush, I really think it's a personality disorder at this point, because I know one guy, two guys, one guy asked him, I saw a Bush-Cheney sticker on his bumper, And I said, why are you going to vote for him?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to vote for him because Kerry's a liberal. So, which just kind of goes to show you that the brainwashing that has gone on, and, you know, if a mantra is repeated often enough, somebody's going to buy it.
Well, I like the email that I read earlier from one of our listeners about how these cult-like Republicans are basing everything on belief rather than on logic or reason or and once somebody makes that turn where they're only going to base their worldview on belief and no longer on logic or provable science or whatever, then they're lost. The only way to get them back, I guess, is through deprogramming. And I don't know. When I see these faces behind George W. Bush when he's giving his campaign speeches, these people who are very closely screened, the ticket holders who are allowed in, and then some of their faces appear on television behind Bush as he speaks, it is, and I'm not exaggerating, it's frightening. It's scary to see. These are people who look like you and look like me, and yet somehow they do not feel... Now, that's a song. But they look like us, but they just don't feel the same. They don't look the same, and it's scary. It's like, you know, I could get funky here and say, well, they're pod people. No, they're not. They're Americans that somehow are as divorced from reality as you can possibly be if you support Bush. I mean, it's one thing to be a Republican. It's something else, again, to support this crime family.
I know.
That's
just it. There was another guy, I can't speak to him really, but I spoke to his wife, who's for Kerry, and I said, why? I mean, he just is such a nice guy, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He refuses to vote for anything except a Republican. He will not vote for anything outside of his party. Mm-hmm. And to me, at some point, it's like, I just can't understand that at all. You know, if Hitler were, you know, and this is comparable, I think, to the rise of Hitler, what are you going to do? Say, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Hitler because he's my party.
Yeah,
I
think...
I just don't understand that. I think that's even worse than almost any other case.
I think fear has a lot to do with it. I think people are genuinely afraid. I think the Bush criminal enterprise has promoted and greased and blown out of proportion this whole idea of fear. And regardless of the macho posturing that you find in this country with a lot of males, they are in fact, I won't go so far as to say cowards, but they're terribly, terribly unsure of themselves. They're terribly frightened. And when somebody like Bush stands there, even though he's lying through his teeth and they know he's lying through his teeth, they tend to overlook the lies just to identify with them and try to shore up their lack of courage. Women who support Bush also, I think, operate out of fear. They're afraid. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what they're afraid of. But I think it's fear. And Karl Rove and the Bush crime family, they understand this perfectly. They have taken the motivators of fear and loathing and turned them into a political campaign, a presidential political campaign. It's really something to see. Cassandra, got to move on. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate
Bye,
you
Mike.
Checking in. You have a nice evening. Hugh is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Hugh, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. And just following on what Cassandra said, I think what's happening in this country. Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just a bit of an echo. Anyway, I think that we're in the grip of a religious mania. It's just like the Crusades or the Salem witch trials. I think support for Bush is basically a religious hysteria, and there's no rational basis for it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely.
So, anyway, I was interested in the story you've started off with about the Chileans wanting to arrest Bush for war crimes. He went to Ireland in... June, and a bunch of Irish lawyers tried to do the same thing. They presented the Irish Attorney General with an indictment of Bush for war crimes.
Oh, really? For some reason, American media didn't report on that.
Gee, what a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise, indeed.
And in fact, it's very significant because I think Ireland is probably the most pro-American country in the Western world, but there were huge protests when Bush went to Ireland. And
Hold on a second. I'll come back to you because you've only had a little over a minute here. So just hold on. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
Ray, your mother's here.
Hi, Mom. What a nice surprise.
Hello, dear. Oh, Raymond, I heard you weren't feeling well, so I brought you some soup.
I made soup.
Oh, my soup is homemade, dear, not from the can. Have you thought about what I've been saying about the Bergen County Democrats? The Democratic freeholders are doing a great job keeping county taxes down and helping seniors with prescription drugs.
Ma, I got this cold and I'm all congested. This is good soup.
Look, Raymond, you can't vote for the Republicans this year. This guy, Dick Mola, has been in office since Nixon.
Did you bring any of those little rolls?
Mola raised taxes through the roof. He sides with big developers and polluters over and over. And if I see Mola wearing that silly hat again...
Okay. I'm voting Democratic for freeholder.
Well, that's one thing we can agree on. Dick Mola's got to go.
A4 by Victory 2004.
Freeholders Jim Carroll, Tom Padilla, and Liz Calabrese.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong, because the fact is pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car... choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, we are counting down the days to the most important election of my lifetime, the presidential contest between George W. Bush and John Kerry. Paul Krugman, the wise man bringing the gift of wisdom and myrrh, and Naomi Klein from The Nation magazine put a fork in George W. Bush because, baby, he's done. All on the next Al Franken Show.
Six before the hour. Don't forget, coming up after the next break, we've got a little musical interlude for you we're going to play. I think you're going to like this, so stick around. I'll tell you how you can get it free, too. Whoa! That'll get everybody's interest, right? Yeah. Back to Hugh in Phoenix. Almost forgot there, Hugh. Go ahead, sir. And I can. It's obvious by your Irish accent, which is wonderful, that you're recent to this country, or at least you've kept the brogue.
Yeah, well, I've been here about 7 years. I don't think I've lost the accent quite yet. And I'm not yet a citizen. I'm waiting for my naturalization to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't wait another 4 years.
What was it that inspired you, if I might ask you, to leave Ireland? I understand that things are going great in Ireland here recently. I don't know immediately recently, but what made you immigrate to the United States? A lot of Irish people have. My people came over.
It was for love.
For love.
I'm an American woman.
That's the best reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely the best reason. All right. You don't, I take it then you don't regret it.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, I'm not yet a citizen, but I've volunteered with Move On, and I'm going around door to door trying to get out the Kerry vote because, you know, this election is going to affect the whole world. It's going to affect Ireland as much as anywhere else. We just can't afford to let Junior stay in the White House.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Hugh, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Stay in touch, okay?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Don is calling from Wisconsin. Don, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Don.
Mike, on a thought that you expressed earlier, really a question, what could possibly bring people to vote for or support George Bush? Fortunately, just a very recent caller and you got together and expressed something that I would have to reinforce. I've been canvassing in southeastern Wisconsin for Move On.
Mm-hmm.
And in my neighborhood, it turns out that a lot of the folks I'm talking to are older and retired.
Uh-huh.
And those who are supporting or going to vote for George Bush, I see a lot of fear. I see fear in their eyes. I hear it in their voices.
Mm-hmm.
They're just scared. They.
Well, let me ask you, Don. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid of an external threat or an internal threat? If it's internal, if I were,
I don't know, Mike. I can't answer that.
If I were a retiree, I would be terrified of Bush.
Well, yes, I would too. But you and I are coming at it from a different point of view. I cannot spend enough time with them to explore this.
Mm, I see.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to identify Kerry supporters.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see is, and obviously I'm inferring a lot, but I gather that they really don't pay a whole lot of attention or haven't over the last 4 years, as you and I have, and they've been manipulated by the fear tactics of these neoconservatives. And it's real, it's palpable, mm-hmm. and it's really, really sad.
So do you make an effort, if you don't have time, I understand, but do you make an effort when you're canvassing to to ask these folks what in the world it is that makes them be Bush supporters?
Well, this evening I certainly did, and was really startled when I heard one lady say to me, "Well, it's Kerry's corruption."
Kerry's corruption?
Yes, I couldn't believe that either. I didn't dwell on it. Again, it's not my job to be confrontational, but it really startled me because I've heard nothing of the sort, even from the bushwhackers, the distorters,
right.
You know.
Right. I haven't either. I don't know.
And that's what leads me to my conclusion that they're afraid in a global sort of way. When confronted or asked for details, they grasp and just, you know, go for whatever. And I'm at a loss for words, obviously. I can't explain it, but
yeah.
Maybe this is kind of a moment that indicates that older folks are scared, period, mm-hmm. and don't know where to go with it. Don't know how to verbalize it.
Yeah, that's extremely sad.
Yes.
It's extremely sad.
Yes,
well,
it is. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Don. I appreciate your call.
No problem. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Take care. Bush, you know, the Bush crime family is doing a great job in trying to scare everyone. Most of my contact in the past couple of years with truly and elderly was with my own mother until she passed away this past May. Sylvia was 89 when she died, and up to the last conversations that she and I had, and we spoke every day, every single day, sometimes twice a day if I knew she was feeling poorly. She lived in Toledo, and of course Kathy and I live in Metro Atlanta, but up until she entered the hospital for the final time, and was it 4 days later, Kathy, she died? 4 or 5? We were right there with her. That's a different story. Anyway, in the conversations I had with her over the phone, this is a woman who was born in 1915, so she had seen quite a bit in her lifetime. And she was just a hardcore, ass-kicking Democrat. Now, at one time, back in the, I guess in the 50s, remember, Kathy, she told us she had been a Republican, but had given it up right around the time of Kennedy, and then, of course, Nixon tied it up for her that she was a Democrat for the rest of her life. But she was very outspoken, very opinionated, and not the least bit fearful. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Now, my mother had a little retirement thing happening, and a trust fund, and I mean, she was financially okay. She didn't have to worry. Not wealthy by any means, but she just didn't have to worry about money. She had a real good health insurance plan in addition to her Medicare and so on and so forth. But she was angry. She was furious. It was you think I get close to a heart attack sometimes? You should have heard Sylvia. I mean, she would just be furious about what George W. Bush was doing to her country. And I think people who she was too young to remember. She told me she barely remembered, just vaguely, stories about the end of World War I. But then the Depression, you know, the 20s, and the stock market crash, and the Depression, and World War II, and the rise of fascism, and the rise of communism, and Stalinism. You know, she lived through it all. The Cold War. But she wasn't afraid. So that's why I was questioning what fear older folks have. I think Sylvia, if she were able to get around, and towards the end of her life she was not, I think she would have liked to have taken a very sharp stick and gone to see George Bush. And it's really something when you hear your 89-year-old mother using profanity. Lord! But, you know, what are you going to do? I just hope that, all the AARP people vote. No one votes as frequently and as reliably as the over 60 group. That's proven time and time and time and time again. So older Americans really have a chance here to influence. It's interesting. Older Americans and younger Americans, you know, people in their teens and 20s. Late teens, obviously, and 20s. And then older Americans have the wherewithal this time to swing this election. Mark is calling from Astonia, Queens. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Astoria,
absolutely.
Queens.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Astonia?
Oh, I'm sorry, I misread it. Astoria, I should know better. I'm kind of tired. I know where Astoria is. Jesus, I've been there 1,000 times. Well, 3 times.
I have a quick comment to make, actually.
Sure.
That is 380 tons of high explosives.
Right.
That's 750,000 pounds.
That is. It's quite a bit, isn't it?
That's like 2.5 pounds for each kid we have over there.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I just think that is out of control.
Oh, very much out of control. Very much.
How many pounds does it take to blow up one of those SUV Humvees we've got over there with 6 kids in it?
A few ounces.
A pound?
Not even that. You can bring a jetliner down with a pound.
I don't think that the scope of that problem has really hit anyone in the head like it should.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think it's because media in this country, once again, is cutting excuses for the Bush crime family and not addressing just the horrific point of that discovery.
380 is a small number. 750,000 is a huge number.
It is indeed. Mark, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. Our musical interlude is coming up after this break, and you're going to love it. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Mother Jones Magazine is your source for independent investigative journalism. And the new issue is on newsstands now. The jam-packed November issue features Hell No, our special package on U.S. soldiers who are refusing to fight in Iraq. Also in this issue, read about how the Justice Department bungles terrorism cases, how multiple scandals may take down House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, and how America employs thousands of likely war criminals as private soldiers in Iraq. It's all in the feisty new November issue of Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Hey, Democrats, nothing is more important than beating Bush, right?
Right. Well, now is the time to do the most important job, get voters to the polls on Election Day. Go to beatingbush.com today to ensure victory for John Kerry. Don't let another Florida recount happen again there or in any other state. Your contribution at beatingbush.com will help provide the troops John Kerry needs to win on November 2nd so America can win in the next 4 years.
Beatingbush.com and this ad is paid for and authorized by the Association of State Democratic Chairs Dollars for Democrats and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's about 8 minutes before the hour. Speaking of those 380 tons of missing explosives, John Kerry had something to say about that today, and we're going to play it for you and talk about it next hour. Plus, this story that we promoted about soldiers who are refusing to be reactivated and go into the military again, go to Iraq. I want you to write down a website, all right? Burns. B-U-R-N-S, BurnsSisters.com, BurnsSisters.com. I want you to go there, and there's a free download there for you of the song that we're about to play. I just got turned on to this trio, and I want you to listen to the music. There are very few people, I think, very few groups that do Leonard Cohen, as well as Leonard Cohen. And these three women, they're from upstate New York, around the Ithaca area of upstate New York. They've been together for a number of years. And I want you to go to BurnsSisters.com, check it out, and look for the free download. All right? Stay with us. We'll be back. right after the break.
It's coming from a hole in the air, from those nights in Tiananmen Square. And it's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the wars against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the U.S. It's coming from a crack in the wall, on a visionary flood of alcohol. From the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence of the dark or the bay, the brave, the bold, the bad, the heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Sorrow in the streets, the holy places where the races treat. From the homicidal pigeon that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here and the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA. To the USA.
Yeah.
goodness. BurnsSisters.com. Check it out. Ah! I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. No security, no search. The whereabouts of nearly 380 tons of high-powered explosives that vanished in Iraq still a mystery today. At the Pentagon, an official who monitors developments in Iraq said U.S.-led coalition troops had searched that location in the immediate aftermath of the invasion and confirmed that the explosives, which had been under IAEA seal since 91, were intact. According to this Defense Department official, the site was not secured by U.S. forces. In reporting the theft, the International Atomic Energy Agency said explosives had been looted from the sprawling base 30 miles south of Baghdad since January 2003 because of a, quote, lack of security at the former Iraqi military base. An NBC News crew that accompanied U.S. soldiers at the base report the troops discovered significant stockpiles of bombs, but there was no comprehensive search and no sign of the missing HMX and RDX explosives. George W. Bush today says, quote, a poorly tailored shirt caused an unusual bulge on his back during the first presidential debate. Camera shots of the box-shaped bump had conspiracy theorists trying to figure out exactly what sort of electronic device Bush had on his back. Bush told ABC jokingly he'd love to know how such a device would work so he could use one if he's ever in another debate. He says people apparently thought his advisors could punch a buzzer if he strayed off topic. The president dismisses these theories as absurd. Bruce Springsteen joining John Kerry in the final days of the campaign. Springsteen will play a song or two at campaign rallies on Thursday in Madison, Wisconsin, and Columbus, Ohio, both in battleground states. And he'll join Kerry in Cleveland the night before Election Day. Also, John Bon Jovi, who played a couple of songs to open rallies in Michigan and Wisconsin on Monday, expects to rejoin Kerry later this week. Ralph Nader will not be on the ballot in Ohio next week, the Supreme Court refusing to put him there. Nader wanted the court to find an Ohio law violating free speech rights by requiring that people who collect signatures on candidates' petitions be registered voters themselves. Former President Bill Clinton reassured Jewish voters in a Florida synagogue today that as president, John Kerry would protect their interests in Israel by maintaining a record he established in the Senate. Clinton said, quote, these last 4 years have not only been difficult for America, they've been difficult for Israel. Clinton said, there's no doubt in my mind that Kerry's commitment to the security of Israel would be unshakable. Clinton today in Florida, the second of his appearances for John Kerry. That's, of course, just 2 months after Clinton had heart bypass surgery.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The revolution starts in New York on October 30th when Air America Radio presents Steve Earle and the Dukes live at Webster Hall, 125 East 11th Street in Manhattan. Earle, the host of Air America's weekly Sunday night music show, will be performing songs from his new album, The Revolution Starts Now. Come see Steve and his band Saturday, October 30th at Webster Hall. You can buy tickets through ticketweb.com by calling 866-468-7919 or at the Mercury Lounge box office. Get the revolution started.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Maturity Report.
You have the Vice President of the United States, who is probably his best friend in the administration, is Don Rumsfeld. They've known each other since back in their days of doing dirty tricks for Nixon.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
But Rumsfeld didn't like Cheney at first.
John Benjamin and I were enemies. I used to beat him up at bar mitzvahs.
And look at you now.
Now you guys are best friends. The only difference is we're not pathological liars, and we haven't driven this country into a ditch.
Oh, that's right.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6 and a half past the hour. I hope you like that song. Like I said, to me, there are very few people who can do Leonard Cohen music well. Judy Collins, Jennifer Warnes, and now this group, the Burns Sisters. And check them out, burnssisters.com. Just go to the website, take a look. They have a free download for you of that song if you want to pick it off their website. All right? I just love it. I just love it. That kind of you don't I don't know. It's been a while since I've heard those that tight of harmony, right? I just like it. All right. I want to do some Carrie stuff here, and then we're going to come back to your phone calls momentarily. There's so much bad stuff going on where it concerns the lies that Bush has told about security. Security in this country, security in Iraq, security in Afghanistan, security anyplace. It's becoming a joke were it not so deadly serious. Kerry was on the campaign trail in Green Bay, Wisconsin today, and he mentioned Bush's bogus claim that he, Bush, is the security president.
3 years after the most deadly attack in our nation's history, George Bush still hasn't done what's necessary to protect America because he's too busy protecting his tax cuts for the wealthy and the well-connected.
And that's right. Without the money that is necessary. But it's a two-prong thing here. Bush is spending this country into the kind of fiscal irresponsibility that has never happened in the history of our country. Never. Not the most spendthrift liberal Democratic administration has ever done what this little monster is doing. Now, in doing this and in filtering the money to these wars that he insists on playing at and costing people their lives, so much is being sucked off by his supporters in the weapons industry, in the chemical, petrochemical industry, in the chemical industry, in the pharmaceutical industry. It's just an outrage. What's going on here? And the country is not being protected. Not at all. We are more vulnerable today than we were September 10th, 2001. Thanks to this moral midget who's operating in the White House. Not only has Manor Monkey failed to keep America safe, he can't even admit when he's made obvious mistakes. What did Clinton lie about again? Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Through the mistakes and misjudgments that George Bush has made in Iraq and at home, he has failed to keep the American people as safe and secure as we ought to be. When the president is faced with the consequences of his own wrong decisions, he doesn't confront them. He tries to hide them. The truth is, President Bush has never leveled with the American people about why we went to war, how the war is going, or what he is doing in order to put Iraq on track.
Well, the reason for that, Senator, I honestly believe, is because too stupid to be president is just that. Too stupid to be president. I have a feeling that some of this information they don't share with him. If they do tell him the truth, then he is a more polished liar than I would have imagined. So it's been a couple of days since the news broke about the missing tons of explosives that Bush let slip through our fingers in Iraq. What has Bush said about those missing tons?
Not a word. Complete silence. Despite devastating evidence that his administration's failure here has put our troops and our citizens in greater danger, George Bush has not offered a single word of explanation.
And why should he? He doesn't have to. This is George Bush. This is a lying weasel. They're all, in his administration, lying weasels. They don't have to say anything. If you don't like it, if I don't like it, we can just piss off. If we question or challenge, we will either be run out of the stadium or we're being traitors. You know how this works. So Kerry wonders. Senator Kerry wonders, as we all should, what else the Bush crime family is hiding about the true situation in Iraq. We know the little weasel wants another $70 billion, which, as we said earlier, will bring the total so far for this horrific exercise of slaughter to $225 billion. We spent less than that on World War I. And for what? This $225 billion. What? So we can make election? So freedom can march? How many dead now? How many more Abu Ghraibs are we going to discover?
What else are you being silent about? What else are you keeping from the American people? How much more will the American people have to pay? The American people deserve a commander-in-chief who will tell the truth in good times and in bad.
If the General Accounting Office in Congress wants information, they're not giving it up. If the 911 victims' families want information or an investigation, they have to fight tooth and nail for it. This criminal administration is the most secretive in this nation's history. They're like Nazis. They're like communists. They're like the Chinese communists. What are they hiding? In addition to their incompetence, what are they hiding? But Bunny Pants? Ah, he was in Wisconsin today, too. I guess Bush's new campaign strategy is to blame Kerry for the very things he himself is guilty of. Maybe that'll work.
My opponent's record on national security has a far deeper problem than election year flip-flopping.
Yeah.
On the largest national security issues of our time, he has been consistently wrong.
Like what? Like what? I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything bounces off of me and sticks to you. Oh, well, that's what's that other kid thing? Well, that's me. What about you? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything bounces off me, sticks to you. And in what must be the ultimate bizarre moment in the campaign so far, Bush tries to convince Democrats to vote for him?
In key moments of challenge and decision for America, Senator Kerry has chosen the position of weakness and inaction. With that record, he stands in opposition not just to me, but to the great tradition of the Democratic Party.
Not just to you?
If you believe America should lead with strength and purpose and confidence and resolve...
Then fire me!
I'd be honored to have your support, and I'm asking for your vote.
Oh, George, you can't be serious! You're asking for my vote! You're asking for a normal Americans, well, not that I'm normal Americans, but the ones in Richland Center, Wisconsin today. You are expecting, well, that's right, you had a screened audience. The ticket holders, the card punchers, the cult followers. Okay, outside of that little arena where you spoke, Bunny Pants, do you honestly believe that there is one single American who is going to vote for you? Who's not a member of your cult? You think there's a Democrat out there who's going, let me see. No, the Reagan Democrats are dead, George. They were all killed. They fell on their own greed, and they choked to death. They're gone. You honestly believe, George, that there's a Democrat? A committed Democrat is going to vote for you? You're saying, if you believe America should lead with strength and purpose and confidence and resolve, is that what you've done? Is that what you've done, George? And Bush claims Kerry is wrong on national security. Did Kerry lose 380 tons of explosives? Has Kerry engineered a situation in Iraq that is going to be around chewing on the ass of America for years to come? Did Kerry engineer the deaths of 1,100 American soldiers and up to 30,000 Iraqi civilians for what? For the lies told by this corrupt administration and John Kerry? Is weak on, oh God. Quick break, we'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And phone your friends to raise your bails. But when we haul your pretzel-eating ass to jail, the Supreme Court, you and good old Kenny Boyle, versus we the people of the USA. Well, you got your war, just like dear old dad. Another kid's crusade to kill un-Americans. Will your war on terror finally be won? When there's body parts strewn all the kingdom come.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy introductory subscription price of just $10 for a full year. Subscribe now and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out and refusing to go to Iraq, how America has hired potential war criminals to do the dirty work in Iraq, and the scandals that may cost House Majority Leader Tom DeLay his job. Go to MotherJones.com. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking 3 anniversaries, not 2. Still, I'm grateful for the 2 anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life? They're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. A natural part of life.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in 1906 in Missouri, Frieda grew up cleaning houses for wealthy white families. At 13, she began performing across the country with the Dixie Steppers. When the troupe split up, Frieda tried to become a chorus girl, but was rejected for being too thin and too dark. The turning point in her career came when she traveled to Paris for a new onstage review. Frieda became an overnight sensation. During World War II, Frieda's travels entertaining troops enabled her to work undercover for the French Resistance, smuggling secret messages in her sheet music. Frieda returned home during the 1950s and 60s, and she actively engaged in the political battle against segregation. Frieda Josephine Baker died in Paris in 1975.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television, and is made possible by Walmart, committed to providing an environment that supports its associates in their professional and personal lives. Our people make the difference. Information at walmartstores.com.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Do past the hour. Don't forget tomorrow night, Mark Crispin Miller will join us right at the beginning of the program. That's 3 guests in less than 10 days. 2 or 3? 2? Seems like we're being trampled in here with all the guests. All right, now I played this last night, and we were heading into a break, and I don't know if everybody really appreciated it. Here's the setup. This is Wolf Blitzer, the former German U-boat commander who is now a commentator at or news reader at CNN, former correspondent for the, I think he was the Jerusalem Post Washington Bureau chief or something. But anyway, Wolf Blitzer, the guy cracks me up. I can't stand it. Here's a little exchange between the mass murderer Henry Kissinger, who just reeks of human blood. I've never been around Kissinger, but people have told me when you stand near Kissinger, you smell the smell of freshly killed corpses, that this guy is so saturated in human blood from what he engineered over the past 40 years around the globe. It's unbelievable. Here's Kissinger and Blitzer. This exchange is kind of amusing in a dark sort of way. The topic was those missing ammunition we were just talking about. Now, Blitzer begins, you know, he's a tough guy, right? He's going to be a tough guy. I will voice what Blitzer says, tough guy. And then Kissinger talks, and then Blitzer just kind of, I don't know, he reminds me of a dog, that's getting in the garbage, and you come out and you scream at the dog, and the dog tucks his tail between his legs and just kind of scuttles away. That's what it reminded me of. So here, Blitzer starts out by saying, Mr. Secretary, how is it possible that in the aftermath of major combat, the U.S. didn't secure that facility with, what, 380 tons of conventional explosives and simply let it apparently get into the hands of terrorists or insurgents or bad guys? 1 pound of some of those explosives could bring down Pan Am 103. 1 pound! And there are tons. 380 tons, thousands and thousands of pounds of this. This sounds like a catastrophic disaster in the making, Mr. Secretary.
But, no, but Wolf, you know as well as I do that at the end of the war, decisions like this had to be made by the local commander. He had to decide where to deploy his troops. It isn't that the White House moves around the individual units. And one certainly has to look into the question of why the decision was made to guard this place less or to move troops there slowly.
That's a fair point.
Way to play hardball, Wolf. That's a fair point.
And besides, Wolf, I, you know, there are so many places I can no longer go because they wait for me with these damn arrest warrants. You know, they accuse me of murder in East Timor. They accuse me of murder in Malaysia. They accuse me of murder in, oh God, I don't know how many countries in South America, in Central America. They accuse me of murder there. This Chile thing, you know, Wolf, it's difficult when you have, excuse me, I have to go eat some babies now, and then I must kill some kittens and puppies. And or assassinate, you know. You've done very well for yourself, Wolf. Most of us who fled to Argentina after the war have done well, but...
Halloween's not till Sunday. What the hell are you talking about? That guy's for real, Kathy. That guy's for real. I challenge anybody to come up with someone. I mean, this guy's killed more people than Bush has. Okay? That's he's in a league of his own. We're talking Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, who if we had a legitimate media in this country would inform America that this is probably the single most wanted man on the planet. Yes, even more so than Osama bin Laden, even more wanted than him. This guy is he's up there with people like Pinochet and Idi Amin and Hitler, if he were still alive, in terms of wanting to bring Henry Kissinger to justice. And it was just absolutely... I don't know. I don't think I've recovered yet. Remember when finally the Bush crime family decided they were going to appoint, what was it, a 9/11 commission, and Kissinger was the one who was going to head it? Do you, you know, I lost huge chunks of my mind that day, and it hasn't come back. Even when Kissinger said, no, I will have to pass up this honor because I cannot reveal all of my business dealings where the bodies are and the skulls and the gold teeth I've removed from the sky. No, I cannot do it. I freaked. I still am missing parts of my mind when it became clear that the Bush administration wanted Henry Kissinger to investigate 9/11. Oh, my God.
Just one more fix, Lord, might do the trick. One hell of a prize for you to get your kids.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Have you ever found just the right website you needed, then forgot to bookmark it? Do you need to find it again? Ask the people who know, your friends at the Department of Justice. Hi, I'm John Ashcroft. At the Department of Justice, we know exactly what you are going through. Heck, we know everything about you. For a small fee, we will give you a list of every website you have ever visited, along with our professional opinion on what the hell you were doing there. We call it our Department of Justice for All service. We can also provide complete records of your travel, purchases, and even your medical records. It is like having a backup of your entire life. To take advantage of this exciting offer, pick up the phone right now. No need to dial. Just talk. We'll hear it. Department of Justice for All may not be legal in all or any states. But really, who cares?
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Randy Rhodes.
I'm all for on-the-job training if you want to be a welder. I'm all for on-the-job training if you want to work in radio. But when it comes to national security, I don't want any on-the-job training. You know, I would like somebody that has actually worked on foreign relations, somebody that actually understands how nations react to different kinds of threats and this hard-heavy, you know, handed invasion thing we got going on now, this imperialism. Yeah, I want somebody that's not learning as he invades.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. No wonder a Wolf Blitzer backed down that quickly. Okay, that's a fair point. Kissinger has got to be one of the most frightening people on the planet. He really does. The Chicago Sun-Times, day before yesterday, had this story. More than 800 former soldiers have failed to comply with Army orders to get back in uniform and report for duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's according to the Army. That's more than one-third of the total who were told to report to a mobilization station by October 17th. They're saying no. And a couple of lawsuits have been filed now. One, an Army captain sued the government last Friday to block his pending deployment to Iraq, saying he resigned back in June after completing 8 years of service in the Army and the Army Reserve. He says that's enough. That's enough. But with soldiers refusing to go on missions where they don't even have a chance of being able to fight their way out if they're attacked, like we heard about last week. 800 soldiers. These are not the conscripts. These are not newbies. These are people who have served in the military and are now being told. This is your backdoor draft. Every time I see the weasel, too stupid to be president, now we're not going to have a draft. What the hell do you call this? 3 weeks ago, the number stood at 622. Now it's over 800. And 3 weeks ago, the Army was saying, or the rumors were that anyone who refused to report for duty could be declared AWOL. That's what refusing to report normally leads to. Absent without leave charges. But the Army is going out of its way to try to resolve these cases very quietly. Very quietly. Out of the 4,166 members of the IRR, Individual Ready Reserve, who have gotten these orders since July 6, 2,200 have showed up. 843 have either not reported or asked for a delay or an exemption. My God. The problem here, the IRR are rarely called to active duty. The last time was 1990 when nearly 20,000 were mobilized. This is before the first Bush decided to cause a war in the Middle East. IRR members are people who were honorably discharged after finishing their active duty tours, usually 4 to 6 years, but remain in the Individual Ready Reserve for the rest of the 8-year commitment they made when they joined the Army. These folks are separate from the reserve troops who are more routinely mobilized, you know, National Guard and Reserve. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine this? 843 former soldiers saying to the Bush crime family, screw you, I've had enough. I'm not going to Iraq. I'm not going to Afghanistan. And if you ask them, I'd be curious to hear what their reasons were. You know? I really would. I'd just be curious to hear what their reasons were. You know, when you when you're in the individual ready reserve, when you have served your country, you don't just gratuitously say, nah, screw you. I'm not showing up. I'm going to disobey the order. When you're in a combat zone, you don't say, nah, we're not going to deliver those tankers full of water and fuel oil. To other troops who need them because, you know, you're sending us into an area where we're going to be blown to pieces and we don't have any means of protecting ourselves. You don't do that when you're in the military unless the situation is so outrageous that you and your friends say, you know what? To hell with this. To hell with this. And when I think, you know, when I think how Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz and these killers of the human spirit, how they have misused the tendency of young American males, for the most part, males, to say, okay, you know, I'm ready to go. I'll do it. What the hell? That's why they always go for the young men, right? Young men. I'm ready to go. I'm invincible. I'll never die. Hell, I've got a magic shield around me. Bullets can't hurt me. I'll go. And to misuse that, it's that sense of invincibility coupled with a nascent sense of patriotism that usually fills the ranks of soldiers and sailors and Marines and airmen, the young guys who say, yeah, I'm invincible. Somebody messing with the United States? Show me their ass so I can kick it all the way back to wherever. And the Bush crime family has so brutally taken advantage of that and misused it. They've destroyed a sense of patriotism that people in this country normally feel. I don't care if you're of military age or not. You know, it's tribal, man. Hey, it's tribal. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care if you were born here or you came here. It doesn't make any difference once you're here. You know, you came here for a reason, or your mama did, or your grandpappy did. You come here for a reason, and the reason no longer is valid because the Bush crime family has squatted over it and defecated on it. That's how bad this is. That's how bad this is. That's what the Bush crime family has done. Military tradition in the toilet. The desire of young people to be brave and bold and strike out to defend the U.S. destroyed by the Bush crime family. The ability of junior grade officers to make decisions in combat zones that make sense overridden by George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. And flag rank officers whose job it is to prosecute a war filled with contempt and disgust for these people for committing the troops there to begin with. This is what the Bush crime family has done to the United States military. How long is it going to take to recover? How long is it going to take the economy to recover? How long is it going to take for our reputation to recover? How long is it going to take for any Muslim country to show any kind of respect or willingness to cooperate with the United States? How long is it going to take? How long is it going to take for our European allies to realize we finally got rid of the beast and that we could be trusted again? We're a week out from this election, and when you stop and think, I mean really stop and think, what this Bush administration has destroyed, corrupted, It's almost impossible to take it all in, especially then when you consider the reason that we impeached Bill Clinton and almost removed him from office. God. I can barely handle the juxtaposition of those two realities. What this Bush crime family has done and gotten away with. The death and destruction they have brought to this planet, to this country, to the Middle East. The death and the destruction they've set us up for. And they walk scot-free. Bill Clinton has an afternoon BJ with his girlfriend, and we impeach him? They drag him across the Capitol Rotunda, figuratively speaking, to try him in the Senate, and the speeches by Bob Barr and Henry Hyde and all of these runts. And George W. Bush has done what he has done for the past almost 4 years, and he is still in office? What in the hell has happened, if nothing else, to our sense of proportionality? Let's forget justice, truth, honor, the American way. Just proportionality. A leader not elected who takes this country into the hell that Bush has taken it wants 4 more years to take it further into hell. And 46, 47, 48, 49% of Americans support this. And a man who led this country through 8 years of peace and prosperity gets impeached because he tried to cover up his tawdry little half affair with his girlfriend. My God.
But love's the only engine of survival. Your servant here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cold. It's over. Riding crop, get ready for the future. It is murder. Bang the ball, slide. Slide in all directions.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Didn't we hear this earlier?
It's coming through a hole in the air.
Oh, that's right. We heard the Burns Sisters. Check them out. BurnsSisters.com. They got a free download for you. Credit where credit's due. The program engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. As always, thanks, guys. The Queen of Air America happened to be with us tonight. That's Carmen Shamwell. She answered your phone calls tonight. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch operates WhiteRoseSociety.org. If you haven't been there, check it out. That's where this program is, and others are archived. Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com handles my website. And Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. And check out AirAmericaRadio.com when you get the chance, all right? J.D. is calling from Chico, California. J.D., welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Your words are like a lullaby to my ears.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
While I'm on the
subject of children, the reason I wanted to call is because I believe that one of the reasons that people are, so crazy about Bush, and it is crazy, is because we are a traumatized nation. And like a child that's been abused by a parent, they cling to that parent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. We have been traumatized, and we have not had the psychology. We haven't had anybody come forward and talk to us about the fears. We like they do when trauma happens to a school. We are a traumatized nation, and we're identifying with our traumatizer.
What about battered wife syndrome?
It's the whole thing. It's that very element that exists in mankind. We're all children anyway, but that's what I think is going on. And even, you know, I hate the guy's guts, and I love you. My Kitty Kelly book, it says the Bush crime family on it. I love that. But when this thing happened, 9/11, and he was nowhere to be found, as much as I hate the guy, I was feeling alone and scared.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to hear someone talk to us.
Sure.
You know, and it doesn't work to have just anybody. You want the guy, the one who's leading this country.
Yeah, well, this man is, I have no doubts, before he was elected. I just took a look at his record in Texas. This guy is incapable of leadership. Well, he's incapable of running a business. I mean, this is a man who has been bailed out of every single situation in his life. He's a total screw-up. That's all he is. Had he gone to Vietnam, they would have fragged his ass within 3 weeks of getting there. They would have beat up on him. They would have forced him to smoke reefer. They would have just whipped his butt.
That's the best idea I've heard come out of Randy Rhodes. If you want to get out of the draft, just load up on it.
What did she say?
She said, go, you know, just smoke as much pot as you can smoke. Go in for your physical, and they'll just say, well, sorry, you don't qualify.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, well, sure, you know.
I mean, I would. But, you know, one thing, may I just say this one thing? Because
sure.
When this long nightmare is over with,
yeah,
this is a ray of hope that I see.
Okay.
We will look back on this nightmare, and we will say, thank you, George Bush. You woke us up. You taught us what could happen if we aren't alert and vigilant, and we'll never let it happen again.
I hope you're right, JD. I've thought of that myself. That maybe we'll come right to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
With the experiment that the founders handed off to us 240
yes.
years ago. Maybe we'll come right to the edge and peer into what Bush or his ilk would have in mind for this society and pull back and say, no, not going to let it happen. I hope you're right. God, I hope you're right, J.D.
It is. That's what's going to happen. You watch and see.
All right. J.D., thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. We got time for Doug. Doug is calling from Chicago. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I wanted to say I'm very sorry you had to experience the loss of your mother. It sounds like she's a wonderful woman.
Yeah, she was. We had good times. We really did.
I know a little something about that. I lost my father when I was 22 and playing in a rock band, and he was a staunch Democrat, and I try to carry on that tradition a little bit. The Bush situation outraged me, so I work as a recording engineer, and I took a little time off to do a protest album.
Mm-hmm.
And I've run into some roadblocks trying to get that to get it heard. I put 9 months of effort into it with some other guys, and we've been musicians all our lives, so it's not an awful project.
Yeah.
But you know, we couldn't even get booked in the major clubs in Chicago, and Why?
Well, because of the nature of your music?
I can only assume that, and I sent off a copy to you this morning. It should show up tomorrow morning, and I hope you'll check it out.
Where did you send it?
I sent it to Air America to the address that's there on the website.
Yeah, it'll take a while to get to me because that's not where I get my mail. I can tell you right now, and anybody else who's listening, we get our mail on this program at a post office box 238. P.O. Box 238 in Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the zip is 30031.
Well, if
now I will say Air America, the people up there, they forward anything that they get that comes to me at the New York address will be forwarded to me, but it takes a while. You know, it might take an extra week or so to get it down here, but I'll look for it.
Well, I'll send one to you, and it's been a little aggravating, but it's if the listeners would like to decide for themselves, we do have a website, if you didn't mind me.
Go ahead. We got just a couple seconds. Give it real quick.
yellowcakeband.com, and you can hear the sample there.
That's great. yellowcakeband.com.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. When we get your CD, maybe, I'll turn it over to She Who Must Be Obeyed, and maybe we can pull something off. Thanks for participating tonight on whatever level you did. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. I do appreciate it. See you tomorrow night. Do take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio Network.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No security, no search. The whereabouts of nearly 380 tons of high-powered explosives that vanished in Iraq, still a mystery today. At the Pentagon, an official who monitors developments in Iraq said U.S.-led coalition troops had searched that location in the immediate aftermath of the invasion and confirmed that the explosives, which had been under IAEA seal since 91, were intact. According to this Defense Department official, the site was not secured by U.S. forces. In reporting theft, the International Atomic Energy Agency said explosives had been looted from the sprawling base 30 miles south of Baghdad since January 2003 because of a, quote, lack of security at the former Iraqi military base. An NBC News crew that accompanied U.S. soldiers at the base report the troops discovered significant stockpiles of bombs, but there was no comprehensive search and no sign of the missing HMX and RDX explosives. George W. Bush today says, quote, a poorly tailored shirt caused an unusual bulge on his back during the first presidential debate. Camera shots of the box-shaped bump had conspiracy theorists trying to figure out exactly what sort of electronic device Bush had on his back. Bush told ABC jokingly he'd love to know how such a device would work so he could use one if he's ever in another debate.